Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. Are you guys hungry at all?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. After that conversation,
sure.
You know it. The kangaroo pouches.
Yeah.
Roaches on the duck.
Mm-hmm. The whole show.
So, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they've been on the cutting edge of fast food for a while.
This is true.
I would say them and Taco Bell really battle it out. And they're both Yum! Brands.
That is correct.
So Kentucky Fried Chicken a few years ago, they came out with the Double Down, which basically said, get rid of the bun. We got a chicken sandwich where chicken is the bun.
Love it.
Bacon and cheese in there. Mm-hmm. People loved it, right? A lot of things happened. So today, first of all, what we're going to try is the chicken and donuts special. So what it is two glazed, vanilla glazed donuts and chicken. Now you can go to KFC and get your chicken and the two donuts, or you can get it in a sandwich, which is a piece of fried chicken cutlet. In between two donuts.
Now, is it two donuts or one donut sliced in half?
Oh, it's two donuts.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Right. This isn't that half whatever.
They're not skimping.
Okay.
Right. This is the real deal here. Do you guys want to try that first? You want to hear about exotic foods? You want to try the thing.
Why don't we just try it? Then you can tell us the other things.
Yeah, while we're eating.
Okay.
That would
okay.
be fun.
While I enjoy my gluttony.
So one for everybody.
I was also going to say, as far as KFC is concerned, you know, like not only did they do the Double Down thing, but they kind of started the whole bowl craze.
They did have a bowl for
a
while.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. They did all that stuff. Oh, man, we're going to have to cut that bad boy in half.
Look at
that thing right there.
I'm going all in.
Oh, my God, it's a big donut.
Jesus,
look at the glaze in there.
Here's the thing. These are just normal-sized donuts, man.
I'm with you. I thought they'd be smaller donuts or whatever, but they're actually glazed donuts with chicken in the middle.
Okay. Open my mouth.
Thrill took the first bite. What are we thinking? I'm guessing right now he's feeling the senseness of the sweet of the donut, matched with the salty crispiness of the chicken. He's not in anticipation. He may speak now.
I'll say this. It is shockingly good, and yet I know I'm taking 15 years off my life because I plan on finishing this.
You think you should put hot sauce on it?
You got any?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking, man.
I'm sure there's hot sauce around. Somebody could scare it up.
More importantly, do we have napkins?
Yeah.
And napkins. The glaze is warm. Right.
The glaze is...
and a knife.
I cannot touch
warm
anything.
Warm glaze.
Mm-mm-mm.
All those things. So this is their newest concoction, if you will.
I dig it.
But around the world, KFC has some stuff that you would never see in the United States. Most fast food restaurants often offer things in other countries simply because of diet restrictions or just what's available.
Like they would never offer this anywhere else.
Here's the beauty of the United States.
This is America.
We don't really have diet restrictions. That's why I'm eating a fried chicken sandwich on donuts.
That was amazing.
Yeah, correct. right? If anybody really, right? I mean, and that's the thing. Is that Americans love donuts. They love chicken. Mm. It's a natural. Oh.
Oh, that's not good,
that's
Tapatio.
Don't eat that Tapatio.
Don't eat that Tapatio. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. It looks like mud.
When vinegar goes bad.
Oh, I didn't know vinegar could go bad.
I didn't either.
All right.
Anything in our refrigerator.
Seriously,
don't
I know you want hot sauce. Do not eat that.
I'm not putting that on.
I don't know. No. I know the color of Tapatio. It is not brown.
All right. So we'll go to China first.
China.
In China, they have a shrimp burger.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's basically what you could think. It's just a shrimp patty. The shrimp burger was a menu creation by KFC China when a scandal arose about chickens being fattened by drugs in China. So basically, they were just like, all right, well, we got a shrimp burger. The issue is that you like it, Miles?
Oh, man, that's good.
Is it really?
Yeah. Where'd you get that Sprite at? Brought it from home, dog.
That was a good idea.
But the shrimp burger took off in China, and people really liked it. There's some weird things on here. Like in India, they have vegetable strips. India's a mostly vegetarian.
I know. That's just, I get it.
But like we always say, if you're going to eat vegetables, the best way to eat them is deep fried, battered.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I don't know.
When they stop tasting healthy, they tend to taste better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good sandwich.
I'm sticky.
It is, it's one and done. You know what I mean? Like if you eat that thing, you're going to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. But I don't know.
The glaze is delicious. They put extra glaze on top, like the glazed donut.
Yeah.
So you get like an extra layer of the glaze as the sauce.
Yeah. Well, also, it's getting hot. Like a Krispy Kreme would run in your hands if it was hot.
You'd smash down.
Hmm. All right. Sticking with the shrimp here and sticking with donuts, in Thailand, you can get a shrimp donut.
Mm.
Yeah, I like it. The amazing shrimp donut that involves stuffing minced shrimps and breaded mozzarella cheese. Done with the stuffing, it's placed in a batter. I think it sounds kind of delicious.
That's right. So it's not sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really like a donut like you guys are eating. Salty and sweet, by the way, is a very American thing.
Oh, man,
thing.
This is great.
Like, if you go to Australia, they hate it. And
really?
They're shocked that Americans do it.
Huh.
Yeah, I had a buddy that lived in Melbourne for a while. And that was his thing. He was like, yeah, they're completely thrown off by the fact that we eat salty and sweet together.
Okay.
Which, as an American, to me, salty, it's like a chocolate-covered pretzel, is one of the greatest things in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm shocked that you live in a home with a spider the size of a dinner plate and I can sleep above your bed.
Let's see. I like this.
Sorry.
In Romania, they have dipping fries. Now, I know what you're thinking. Ted, aren't all fries for dipping?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever dip your fry and think, man, I wish I'd get more dip in this? Maybe it's a nice honey mustard where you're out, or a barbecue sauce. Well, in Romania, they hollowed out the French fries. So it's like an onion ring without an onion. So it's like a shell of a potato. So that's
full
how
of
you
dip.
Oh,
and you can
seen the dip fries?
You can get all the dip you want, man.
Mm-hmm.
You could overload on dips. Mike's fired up. He loves that stuff. Like, thinking about overloading on dip? All right, this one's all over Asia. Japan, India, Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, South Korea, Taiwan, and Singapore.
Mm.
It's the cheesa.
The cheesa?
Mm-hmm.
What is
this? This is
cheesa?
An exciting dish that throws away the thick or thin crust pizza and replaces the crust with a piece of breaded chicken.
Okay.
All right. Right? And then it's got mozzarella cheese. Chicken ham, I don't know what chicken ham is, and pineapple chunks. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say pineapple. Well, again, though, I think this is adding a little sweetness to the pizza. But I like pineapple on pizza. I'm sure you could say, hey, when you're in Japan, and go, listen, can I get my cheesa without pineapple? I have no idea how to say it in Japanese.
What?
It's like a big chicken parm.
Can I get my cheesa without pineapples?
Mm.
But before I go, I'm going to learn.
What's the only thing you know how to say in Japanese before your trip?
Make it a real authentic stop.
No, can you not put
to
pineapple
KFC,
on my cheese?
Yeah, I want that, and I want Taki highballs. There is additional toppings you can get on your cheese. Plus, let's be honest, that's a fun word to say.
Cheese-a?
Cheese-a. All right, let's go to South America. We haven't been there yet. Corn and Philly chicken sandwich.
Mm. I never had
Brazil
corn on a sandwich.
Went all the way to Philadelphia. And they got the cream cheese from Philadelphia. Now listen, if you live in the Seattle area, you know Philadelphia cream cheese is a secret to a Seattle dog. It's a secret to a lot of hint-hint dips.
Yes.
But I think it sounds awesome, man. You're talking about, right? Cream cheese on chicken, spices.
So far. I don't know about the corn.
And corn. Well, corn is sweet. It's basically like a version of cream corn.
Okay, I got you.
All right. Except you scoop it out, but it's on the chicken filet.
These sandwiches are so good, you can't believe it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Eat the other half.
No.
Finish, Montgomery. God, come on.
Wait, man, it's too much.
I'll get asleep before the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. all right, real quick. We'll go to the Philippines. They have the double down dog. That's the hot dog bun is chicken.
I thought it was a yoga pose.
Australia, the parmi. It's a delicious blend of Parmesan sauce, an oatmeal bun combined with cheese, mayo, lettuce, and two chicken schnitzel fillets. Let's go to France. You can get a tiramisu and sweet pie together. Sounds like a delicious dessert. And then lastly, in Singapore, they have the whipped potatoes.
Whipped potatoes.
The whipped potatoes, man. Much like your buddy that hasn't been out of the house in a while, these whipped potatoes have a warm and rich, authentic gravy that runs throughout the whipped potato with that dripping effect. The whipped potato has a garnish of popcorn chicken and sweet corn, plus a blend of cheese.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much, Colonel Sanders. Thank you to the head chef.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Good or bad, what did you feel like you were the only person that this could have happened to? 844-999-OLA.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James. What's going on, James? Welcome to the Men's Room.
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Hola. Doing good, James. It's a good or bad story.
This is a good story that started out good, ended badly, and then at the end it was actually pretty good.
Okay.
So it's a little of all. So I'm a Star Wars character actor. You know, we go to different events. The group called the 501st. Look them up on 501st.com.
All right.
And what we do is we are a nonprofit organization, and we just go and entertain kids, and we go to hospitals. So I'm at a Toys R Us fundraiser event for Cancer Society back in 2010. I'm in Stormtrooper armor, and I'm diabetic type 2. My sweat's acrylic. It melted through my glue on my armor.
Jesus.
My armor fell off in front of 100 kids. So I'm standing there, undersuit, under armor, and a helmet. A friend of mine who's four, he's like almost as tall as the guy you were just talking to, but he wears like a 5X, 4 or 5X shirt, gave me that to wear. So I'm walking around herding kids around with a Stormtrooper helmet on and a 4 or 5X shirt. So it started good, went to bad, and ended good.
Okay.
It was real fun.
I bet it was.
What kind of ghetto-ass Stormtrooper? I mean, like, were kids looking at you like,
from like Hoth?
Is this the one that smokes crack? I mean, like, what is this?
This is like...
Pretty much.
It's like you're down on your luck, Stormtrooper. You know what I mean? Like,
so wait a minute.
Lost it all because of meth.
If you weren't wearing a Stormtrooper armor, let's just say it's the average day, and you break out into this massive sweat, I mean, does it leave stains in your normal clothes?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. But I get used to it. You know, I wear a lot of heavy deodorant.
Well, I know you get used to it, but okay. I mean, do you smell worse or different? Like, look, summertime, people exercise, people get sweaty. There's a certain smell. It's not always the worst smell, but we recognize the sweat. Does your sweat even smell different than other people's?
Mine smells a little bit sweeter than honey for some reason.
Okay, James, let me ask you this.
I gotta say, your sweat is very hard to smell on yourself.
You'll never smell yourself.
You could smell everybody else's.
Percentage wise, based on, and it's a little bit different now as far as these Star Wars franchise is concerned. But as far as characters go, they're predominantly male based characters. So if you were to go and meet up with a number of other of these reenactors or people who dress up and do the same thing, what are the chances that someone is hooking up with a Princess Leia? Or like, how hard would it be to get laid, James, at one of these conventions with someone who is also a part of these types of groups?
Oh, depending on who you know, it's very easy. You know the actress Bai Ling, or how you say her name?
Yeah, she likes to be naked.
I had actually an 80% chance of nailing that. But I passed it up because I didn't know her personally.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. Good call, James.
Look, what I understand about
that comment.
You sure
it
wasn't?
That sounds like an oxymoron. I had an 80% chance of nailing
you
that.
You sure it went like 72.1?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Oh, I'm going to let you go now.
Once again, bedroom callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Potty mouth. I need a stormtrooper's cuss.
Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Now, if you were to go to a sci-fi convention where there's all kinds of characters.
People have sex constantly.
Yeah, exactly. It and is, I know that for a fact.
I don't doubt that the Star Wars nerds have sex with each other.
Sure.
No, but these are reenactors. So what I'm saying
they're
is...
They're not reenactors.
Well, they're dressing
they're not
in costumes.
They're performers.
Thank you.
They're performers. Okay, right. So they're performing, but just the general numbers games of those characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's male dominated. So I'm saying it's a numbers thing.
I will say that having been to a few different Comic-Cons, now there are people that put a lot of effort into their outfits, right? And it's very, very impressive. I've seen one of the best Predators. I've seen a great Boba Fett. And it amazes you how well they actually pull it off. I mean, down to the point where characters that don't speak, they will not speak to you until they're like, oh, I got to buy that comic for $50. Otherwise, they don't say anything, right? But even the mannerisms, the way they walk, people invest a lot of time to recreate it. And I was very fascinated by superheroes, all of this stuff.
That's cool.
The one thing that always throws me off, all right, so because Star Wars is obviously massive in the Comic-Con world, there are a ton of Star Wars characters, and Princess Leia and now Rey, I guess, are few of the female characters. So a lot of women dress as Princess Leia. The other big one now is, who's the chick from DC Comics? Harley Quinn, all right?
Right.
So before her, Princess Leia seemed to be the way that the majority of these women would go. And then with that, it's not just the dress as Princess Leia. They decided to go Slave Leia.
Oh, from Return of Jabba the Hutt.
So you are scantily clad, right?
Basically, In a bikini.
Gold. Right? That kind of thing. And stop. Just Princess Leia did not look like that. I'm just leaving it at that. Everyone decides they want to be Slave Leia, right? Scantily clad. It can be alarming sometimes.
All right.
I mean, it is, and the thing is, I will not repeat the words that are used, but it kind of spreads like wildfire. I mean, you're talking thousands of people in a convention center, and you can walk by any stranger. Hey, man, did you see the blank slave? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I've heard. It is,
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is.
So last week, the 80s were such a huge hit. And by such a huge hit, I mean one guy sent me a tweet and said, hey,
get out of here.
I really enjoyed that.
You got one positive response?
That's the biggest hit we've ever had on Sit and Spin. We're bringing it back.
It might have been the only positive response ever on social media.
So what did they do with great 1980s movies? They made a sequel in the 90s, so that's what we're doing today.
No.
We did great 80s movies last week with music. This week, it's great 90s music, movie music.
Well, the 80s were a great decade for movies, for sure. 90s, some of my favorite flicks of all time come
like
from
what?
The 90s. The Usual Suspects.
Okay.
I thought that was a solid. Fantastic movie.
Titanic, obviously.
Dumb and Dumber. Casino was in that.
Right. The Notebook.
Titanic. That's always one that people bring up. Swingers came out.
Oh, yeah.
The people actually liked Titanic. I mean, the movie.
I mean, a lot of people liked
actually
it.
Like it.
Yeah.
You know how it ends. It ended up being a love story, and she didn't like him enough to save his ass.
So what's the big song from that movie, though?
What's the
My Heart Will Go On.
My Heart Will Go On. Yeah. Everyone knows that, of course. So that's what we're talking about today. These iconic scenes from 90s movies and the perfect song to go with.
There's Something About Mary.
That. Right, for sure.
That was another
for
big
sure.
one.
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
The comedy Schindler's List when it came out.
Oh, hilarious movie.
Right.
I don't think I remember that one.
Wall-to-wall laughter on Schindler's List.
Unbelievable.
I don't know funny that apparently because I don't remember that one.
Clueless was that 1995?
Clueless on there, yeah. Yeah. It's a good year. And, you know, it's kind of in our wheelhouse. I mean, 80s, 90s.
Sure.
At my age of 24, I've seen a lot of this stuff on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, these are a lot of these movies when they come on. You end up watching them over and over and over again because they're that good.
And, you know, we talked about these 80s movies last week. A lot of these movies from the early 1980s, I mean, I was a young man, but I've seen them later on trying to find softcore porn on Cinemax in the middle of the night.
Sure.
You know, so that's how I got into, like, Fletch and Spies Like Us and Caddyshack and all of that.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. So these are, like, scenes in 90s movies where the music played a large part.
Every
of
movie
stuff.
Gene Simmons' wife has been in.
Oh, yes. I've seen them all.
Ended up seeing Caddyshack trying to find that movie.
Okay. So today we have the 10 greatest songs from 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Let's see.
10, number 10.
See if you can pick out the movie.
Can't tell you the name of the song. It's Die.
Uh-huh.
There's a mother involved.
I believe this is from Office Space, and this is when they go out and destroy the copier. Is
correct.
That correct?
Oh, iconic scene when they destroy the copier.
Yes, they go out and they just start smashing it with baseball bats.
It's hard being
tired of that thing.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. And coincidentally, the copier here actually says PC load letter. So I will be destroying it with a bat someday.
These are the 10 greatest songs from 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
The movie?
The movie is Trainspotting.
Trainspotting.
Is this the heroin scene in the bathroom? Or is he throwing up during this?
If I remember correctly, this song comes up in that movie several times.
Yeah? But it's... This movie is hand-in-hand with that song.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? When you hear it, you think of that movie.
Anyway, they redid this movie. They did a sequel to it finally a few years ago.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty good.
I think that was the first movie
in
English.
Is it as funny as the first one?
Yeah, yeah, also a real heartwarming flick, yeah.
Yes.
I do believe this is the first movie I've seen in English where I almost needed subtitles.
Yeah, the accents are pretty thick.
Within my life, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Obi-Wan Kenobi's first movie.
Yes.
Yeah. These are the 10 greatest songs from 90s movies. On Sit and Spin.
Number 8. Don't wanna
close my eyes. Oh, God, was this... Thing.
Getting it.
What you're thinking of is the Discovery Channel scientifically accurate documentary Armageddon from 1998.
And of course, with a name like Armageddon, you need a love song.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. There was another asteroid movie that came out like right around the same time.
Deep Impact.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
These are the 10 greatest songs from 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Number 7. Hey, oh, you got me on my
knees. Hey, oh, hey, oh. I know this feels a little old for the 90s, but this was in Goodfellas in 1990.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Came in with a piano part at that one point in time.
Yeah.
With Ray Liotta. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ray Liotta. And I quit smoking.
I'm not angry at all.
And in no way does it bother me.
I think they say the side effects of taking Chantix are hostility. I'm like, no, that's just quitting smoking.
Right.
That's how that works.
That's not Chantix.
Sleeplessness and hostility, I know what that is. That's not the Chantix.
Right.
We've moved on to the decade in the 90s. These are the 10 greatest songs from 90s movies. I'm Sid and Spin.
Six. Number 6.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. What condition my condition was.
This is Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. This is the scene in The Big Lebowski when he had...
Oh, yeah.
He gets drugged at... what is the guy's name? I always mess up this guy's name. He was the porn director.
Right, right.
He shows up at his house and he gets drugged and then he ends up in the police station. This is like the bowling fantasy scene.
I just think it's even more interesting that Kenny Rogers started out in a psychedelic rock band.
I know. Of all the things.
Yeah, you forget this is a Kenny Rogers song.
Now he does Rotisserie Chicken.
And it sounds nothing like Islands in the Stream.
These are the 10 greatest songs from the 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing.
Baby did a what do you think she did?
You ever love someone so much you thought bit. You
I was going to say Pete on the carpet.
Is that why you have the dog trainer coming over this weekend?
Yeah. I have to go to the dog trainer.
Oh, okay. This is Chris Isaac.
Correct.
What's the movie?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, I don't think I was listening to any of that.
No.
It was just
That's a movie you can watch on mute and it's all good.
Exactly. 10 greatest songs
Tom Cruise
from,
fan.
From 90s movies.
Number 4.
Someday. Fun fact, much like a lot of people do this in their lifetime and not knowing, I'm at a concert in Las Vegas at Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond does this song.
Right.
And I'm like, he's covering Urge Overkill.
Oh, God.
No, isn't that cool? I didn't know. And I'm not
really didn't know.
I'm not that deep on Diamond.
Right.
And I didn't know.
That sounds like a drug reference. Mm-hmm. Not that deep on diamond.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Is this when Travolta's going through that heroin thing and dancing with... what's her face?
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, Uma Thurman.
Uma. What a beautiful name.
Mm.
Uma.
Thurman.
Right.
Also.
You are sexy. Uma.
Yeah, if someone sends you a profile and said, would you like to go out with Uma Thurman?
Hell no.
Is it her personality?
Is she 200 years old?
I would think they were trying to sell me like a food storage device or something.
Yeah. Try our new Uma Thurman.
These are the 10 greatest songs from 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Three, number three.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am.
Stuck in the middle with you.
More Tarantino here.
Mm-hmm. Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, from Reservoir Dogs in 1992. Reservoir Dogs was 92, Pulp Fiction 94.
Yeah.
I mean, in that 2 years, just two of the most iconic movies of
absolutely.
The 1990s.
Again, very surprised that somebody who was in kind of a more of a punk, kind of psychedelic rock group would end up being the guy who sings Baker Street.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's Jerry Rafferty,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Steeler's Wheel?
Yeah.
That's a fair
yeah.
first band.
You got
sure.
it.
10 greatest songs from the 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Number two.
We're the kids in America. We're the kids in America. Everybody live by the music around.
What a horrible song.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because the Muffs are a pretty well-respected
oh, really?
Band. Yeah.
I guess that was right at the end of it there in the 90s.
Yeah, it's Clueless. Clueless from 1995. It says here, 1995's Blonder and Blonder is one of the best pop punk records of the decade.
Huh.
And that this band actually deserves better.
In the movie?
Song,
Clueless.
The band, the
oh, in-
yeah. Oh, so the movie is Clueless, okay. Yeah, from 95.
These are the 10 greatest songs from the 90s
like
movies.
The Muffs.
I know.
We made it to number one.
One.
All right.
There's a saying in the music business that you can't make an old song a new hit. And I think Queen now, twice in movies, has proved that wrong. Once with Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, from Wayne's World, and then most recently when the Queen movie came out. You could not get away from Queen. All of those
Do
songs
you
are
think,
huge again.
I firmly believe that because of Wayne's World, when they put out the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, they only called it Bohemian Rhapsody because Wayne's World made that song be.
It is
There's
such
a million
icon.
Different songs you could have picked, but they picked Bohemian Rhapsody because Wayne's World, oddly enough, put Queen back on the
How
map.
How many people had never even heard of Queen or that song and then saw that scene in that movie and became an instant fan of at least that Queen song?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. Yeah. We appreciate it. There you go. 10 greatest songs from the 90s movies on Sit and Spin.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Now, Steve, what did you get made from?
Oh, for being black.
That, I mean, to your face?
Yes!
People would say something to your face about that?
I mean, they didn't call me black. They had other words, but I mean...
Okay, all right.
Because, like, look, I was always tall. I was lean, fairly athletic. I'm not particularly ugly. At least not so ugly that it's worth comment, right? So... But they went with the black thing.
All right.
So I'm just like, well, damn, man.
Mine was the fact that I...
Your penis nose.
Yeah. I had a nose that looked like a penis. Still do.
I don't
so that,
you,
that continues,
you still do.
That continues on. Like, you know, people are going to bust me like Jesus, dude. Like, it's starting to rain. Can I get into that thing? Whatever the deal is. You know, anything. You name it. I got that one when I was a kid. I got the fact that I think... It was a little bit economic, and it was also the fact that I just didn't care what I wore.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
My clothes got made fun of a lot. I had a lot of, you know, just...
Not my clothes, but my shoes for sure. Because the shoes... So, like, and I feel this way now as a parent, and it's horrible, but it's like, look, I understand I will replace certain clothes in your life. I understand how kids operate. But the shoes, for whatever reason, when your kids ruin shoes, that actually pisses you off. Like, clothes, like, wear and tear, but... Toes hanging out and all that. So my parents, well, my father anyway, like he didn't care. It's like your shoes, don't take care of them, blah, 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 typical father stuff. And yeah, man, so I got toes hanging out of my shoes. That was kind of
old. Do you remember Garanimals?
Yeah, I remember Garanimals.
Okay, Garanimals was
But there's
like
an age cutoff,
like
bro.
I can't remember if it was a dinosaur or some kind of weird thing that was, you know, all I wanted was the alligator at that time in the 80s.
Oh,
I'm young.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the horse with the jockey on top. You
actually
know what I mean?
Playing the sport of polo. Yeah.
Correct. You know, because that was like what the rich kids had. What, you know, what the girls liked those guys. You know what I mean? So, but my parents' philosophy was like, if you want a button up, I'm buying you a button up. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be this way. That you don't have to have that brand, but it didn't matter. I wanted that brand. I wanted Nikes. I didn't want, you know, the Stadias that I got the cheaper knockoff shoes that I got. Like, I wanted to dress like the cool kids did.
It blows my mind. So, like, shoes, sure. But with the shirts, I was the exact opposite. The one thing I would beg and plead for my parents not to buy me, because every Christmas, every birthday, there's a utility stuff the parents buy, stuff you don't want but you need, right? Please do not buy me a collared shirt. I hate it. I cannot explain how much I hate a collared shirt. Give me a goddamn t-shirt, right? And my parents, they had no problem buying a polo shirt. Difference is, I didn't want it. So if I had known you then, we'd have traded. I'd have
sure.
been like, bro.
I'd been cool with that.
Take this shirt. I just wanted t-shirts that said something mildly offensive.
So the reason we asked the question, why do people used to make fun of you? There is a 13-year-old kid in England. His name is Cullum Manning, and he recently started reviewing his favorite books on Instagram.
How old is this kid?
He's 13 years old.
All right.
And he's been getting bullied and killed because of it.
For literacy.
He started about a week ago.
Jesus.
Each post is a photo of the book with a quick one-liner on whether he liked it or not. So for the first Lord of the Rings book, he wrote, good book, read it if you like Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Unfortunately, some kids at school ganged up and started trolling him, so his older sister asked some friends to follow his account just to encourage him to keep going. And less than a week later, he has more followers than his friends will ever have. His sister was hoping to get maybe 20 friends on there, and then it blew up. And last they checked, he had over 215,000 followers.
Damn.
Some big names have reached out to him, too. Caroline Kepnes, who wrote books about the Netflix show You, is based on, I guess. After he reviewed the original book, she reached out to his sister on Twitter and sent him a text, which is really cool. So if you want to follow him, you can find him on Instagram. Just search for Cal's book account.
You know, it is weird, man. When you're a kid, like, at least in my experience, the better you did in school, generally speaking, the more grief you got from other people. So, like, when I'm in Baltimore, man, I don't know. You're like
smart kids got made fun of for being smart and studying and doing well.
But and I understand that will always be the thing. They're easy to pick, generally, right? Easy to pick on. You don't have any fear of physical retribution. That's inevitably what bullying comes down to. If a guy thinks you're going to turn around and whip his ass, he's not going to bully, right? Period. But those kids, generally, they're not there to fight, so you make fun. But we had more than one kid. Just remember one kid in particular. By the time we're in 10th grade, this guy's reading level was still like 5th grade. And he was picking on people.
Sure.
I'm like, wait a minute. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. Like, you're reading at half your punching weight, bro. Mm-hmm. And you're making fun of the one kid who's getting like a 95. Like, I don't understand what's happening here. But you can't make fun of dummy.
Yeah, we don't.
In fact, teachers would even, don't make fun of him for being stupid. It's like, but he's stupid.
There was a girl, and she used to give me hell. I used to give her hell. It's just the way it rolled. Her name is Debbie Klingensmith. Debbie Klingensmith had one of these horse ponytails.
A big braided
thing.
I mean,
it was almost like she had never had her hair cut in her entire life. She had long, beautiful hair, but it was in one of these big ponytails. And the way that our seats worked, her big-ass hairball was on my desk, you know, 100% of the time. Like, she couldn't help it. She turned her head. Someone asked
like
her,
knock all your crap off.
You know, pencils go flying. You know what I mean? Like, papers work. I'm, like, trying to write, and I got her hair in my hand, you know? So it just, I was like, Debbie, come on, man. I'll kick your ass. And she would kick my ass. You know what I mean, Debbie? I was scared to death of her. So, because she was just a brute. So I at one point, and I held, probably fourth, fifth grade. I can't remember when it was. But these old desks we had, they had a hole in the wooden desk where there used to be an inkwell. I know that sounds crazy.
I know.
But that's how old we were, and that's how dilapidated the schools were. The schools were built in the 20s, and they had the same furniture in there that they always had, you know. And then there was a little slot for your pencil.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the entire desk was carved out with Van Halen logos and AC/DC and everything else that you could possibly imagine. But there was another little hole to the left I had, too. So I decided I was gonna unbraid her hair, and I did. And I did it without her noticing. And then I took one side through the one hole, and I took the other side through the other hole, and I reached my hands. This is how long her hair was. I reached my hands under the desk, and I tied her hair together. When she sat up, her neck snapped back, and the entire desk picked up behind her like, boom, boom, boom. And I couldn't control myself because my seat is not attached to that.
Right, right.
So I'm just losing it. You know what I mean? And I'll never forget how hard she hit me. She stood up. Somehow her hair kind of ripped. And she stood up, man, and she punched me harder. I had a roommate who was about 6'5", 280 pounds. We got into it one night. And, I mean, he beat the living hell out of me. I don't think that he put half the beating on me that Debbie Klingensmith did. I mean, she just beat my ass. She beat my ass in class. We both wanted to go to the office. Then after class, she beat my ass. She beat my ass. And she had a twin sister, which didn't make it better because they were both out there. Belinda and Debbie.
Did they both beat your ass?
No, Belinda didn't, because she was, it wasn't, I didn't give her the business, but.
And clearly she didn't need to, because her sister had a handle.
Exactly.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, David. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola! David, sober, not sober?
Sober for now. Okay.
Welcome to the show, David. All right.
Thank you.
30-second finger challenge here. Where does it go? Kangaroo pouch, dolphin blowhole, elephant trunk, or a dog's glands?
Kangaroo pouch, for sure. Easy.
Why are you so confident about that?
That's science. They're mammals. Mammals come from mammary, which means that their moms care about them. And they put their babies in there. It's got to be clean.
Kidding me?
Look, man, it's not about whether it's clean. It's about what that bad boy smells like. Because there are some weird... Now, that said, I'm going along with you, and honest to God, I'm terrified of what my finger would smell like, but I realize as we brought up this poll today, and I didn't know this about myself until now, I'm very curious about what the inside of a kangaroo pouch feels like.
Or looks like.
Is it hairy? Is it skin?
That's the thing I really don't know, because you're trying to keep your baby warm, right?
Does it look like a hairless cat in there, like all wrinkly and pink?
Wouldn't it make more sense to have fur, though? Because you don't want to, I wouldn't think you'd want
the baby.
Well,
the fur's on the outside.
I know that.
Like a tauntaun.
But you got a baby on the inside, right?
All right.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm going to sneak into the zoo and find out. All right. Here is your first question. Which Canadian province is home to Pink Mountain, also known as Big Shirley, Muncho Lake, also known as Big Shirley, and Nootka Sound? So what Canadian province is home to Pink Mountain, Muncho Lake, and Nootka Sound?
Victoria.
No, that would be a city, not a province.
I don't know how Canada works.
You don't know how Canada works.
It's obviously Ontario.
I don't understand cities, provinces. I know, 50 states.
I'm going to go Newfoundland.
British Columbia.
Oh, it is British Columbia.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I have the capital of it, David.
Sounds close.
Okay. Hey, man, what was that sound?
That's my daughter.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
2.5.
Does she know you know nothing about Canada?
And that you would willingly put your finger in a kangaroo's pouch?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing. They're two, we get it.
All right. Okay. Your next question.
Canada is funny.
What instrument is Questlove famous for playing? Hello.
Questlove.
Dave,
yeah,
hey,
I'm here. Saxophone?
Well, I'm going to rephrase how I say that. The instrument that Questlove is almost famous for playing is drums.
Drums, yes.
He's a true percussionist.
And always knows where his pick is.
Yeah.
All right. A character by the name of Bleeding Gums Murphy. He's a fictional jazz musician from what TV show?
I don't know. Fat Albert?
You know what? That's not a terrible guess.
Bleeding Gums what?
Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Dick Tracy?
Dick Tracy. No, The Simpsons. Oh. I see your line of thinking there.
Yeah, right? That sounds like a weird gangster name.
David, just give her a, sippy cup.
Yeah, one.
Actually, a trick I learned as a parent when your kid's about that age, when they make noise, you put them outside. All right, here's your next question. And then, and lock the door, because they get real quick. They're like velociraptors.
Organic parenting.
Yes, organic parenting.
Remember, kids, wear a condom. This message brought to you by...
Good God, man. See, you're the guy on the plane.
See, this is normal to you, but to everyone else, it's absolutely effing annoying. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry. It's all right. It's like
do
a
you
person.
Got any? Is there any yogis in the house?
Do you have a
pack?
Yeah. See, how about a binky?
We're out of chocolate muffins, and it's a crisis.
That's why you get the stink eye on a plane.
That's how Mike sounds when we're out of poppy seed muffins.
You don't even hear it, do you? David, it's just like, it's just, it's white noise, too.
It's chocolate muffin cry. Yeah, I know what the problem is. Deal with it.
Question
chocolate
four.
Muffins sound good.
They do sound good.
Yeah, I saved the day. I got her a cheddar hot dog, so she's good now.
All right, sweet.
Cheddar dog.
Oh, the old cheddar dog. All right, here is a question. Which Civil War battle resulted in 50,000 casualties in 3 days?
Jesus.
This is a big one.
Think of like the most famous one, you know.
Yeah, the big one.
I'd give you the address, but it might be obvious.
So then not Antietam.
Right, that was only one day.
Gettysburg.
All right. Now you know. See, now you know why you've heard of it. That's what just happened.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Who didn't know just how wrong they were? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Caw-caw!
Lance, who didn't know just how wrong they were?
Well, let me say, a friend of mine was leaving a grocery store, and he walked across a girl at her car, a young girl, and she's crying, she's upset, and he asks, you know, are you okay? And she said, no, I can't get into my car, it won't unlock, she's hitting the button, and I'm going to be late for work. And immediately he looked at her and just like, oh, honey, did you try the key? And she says, no, it doesn't have a key, it has a button. A little snippy. Oh, and yeah. So he was about to just leave her and just walk on and go on with his life, but he's like, I'm going to try to help you out. How do you start your car? With a key. He says, pretend to start your door with that same key.
Let me guess, it worked.
Okay.
How old was this woman, if he had to guess?
Obviously, it was a girl. It was like had been her first car because she had no idea that the key actually worked with the door. It wasn't just the key fob.
See, okay.
I got to wonder about that, man. I mean, like, you have to take a driving test, right? And they put you through all the stuff. Maybe the first question should be, do you know how to unlock the door of the vehicle that you're about to get into? Because it is the key. That's even why they call it a key.
Who didn't know just how wrong they were? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
Good. This is Rich, the proud driver of Lion Pride Music.
Oh, nice, Rich. How are you, brother?
Anyway, I got two things I fooled these two girls on. One of them is this gal named, I'll say Val. We're driving down a road, and you know the bumps on the road on the highway, right?
You know, bumps.
Well, I convince her that's for blind people. And she goes, what? I go, those are for blind people. And she goes, she didn't believe me. I said, how do blind people read? She goes, Braille. I said, the bumps on the road. You know how one's missing every now and then? She goes, yeah. Next thing you know, a guy goes down the road. I go, look, there's a blind person right now. Now, on both of these, my only mistake is we're going to a party afterwards. I'll tell you the result of this. The second one, this other gal named Darsha, and both these guys are pretty intelligent. A Boeing truck goes by, a flatbed truck with curtains. And I go, there goes a truckload of air. And she goes, what? I said, a truckload of air. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, where do airplanes fly? 10, 20, 30,000 feet in the air? The air's thinner up there, right? She goes, yes. I go, how do you think they check the engines? I said, they go up to the top of Mount Rainier with this truck. They get a load of thin air. They bring it back down to test the engines. And she's looking at me like, wow, that's pretty cool.
That's intriguing.
And the downside is, like I said, both of them were going to a party. All of a sudden, you hear this screaming and yelling. And you see a bunch of girls and a pitcher of beer gets dumped over my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got rewarded.
That's worth it, gentlemen. All right, see you, man.
Have a good one.
I will say, we used to have a chick named Amanda. She worked at one of the restaurants I worked in. And we would get real, real, real busy. Her heart was in the right place, but they're just dead inside, man. Her brain absorbed nothing. So when we would get busy, where our walk-in was, you had to get on an elevator and go down the floor, right? It was part of this museum. So, Amanda! And so she comes running in, and I mean, we're just getting slammed. It's like, you need to go down the walk-in, man. When you open the door, look to the left, we need the bucket of steam, all right? So she doesn't question anything. She jumps in the elevator. She's gone for like 20 minutes, all right? We forget that we've sent her on this fool's errand. She comes back into the kitchen, and I mean, you could tell she had been crying, right? Because we're very busy, and we're yelling for things we need, which is typical in a kitchen when you're getting crushed, but she can't find this bucket of steam anywhere, right? So part of us are feeling kind of bad, because she's really, really upset. I looked everywhere for the bucket of steam, and so me, I just turned into me like, God damn it, Amanda! It's in a red bucket, it's in the back corner, it's a bucket of steam! It's the only bucket of steam in the damn walk-in! How can you not find it? She's gone again. For like 15 minutes, comes back, and I mean, she's just boo-hooing about this. Really, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about the bucket of steam. Take it off the list. Grab the left-handed vegetable peeler. And this chick will go running off. She brings you a vegetable peeler. Like, the left-handed one! What is this crap? And throw it on the floor. This girl was in tears almost every shift. And basically, she got paid to be our plaything. Like, she rarely did work because we just sent her on all these stupid things. She would look for any... Listen, there are three live monkeys in the freezer. Make sure they're still alive because we're going to serve them. Oh, my God, mm-hmm. We're serving monkey. Yes, you weren't there for the freaking meeting. They told you to stop me. We're serving monkey tonight. Make sure those sons of bitches are still alive. Sure enough, she comes back. I can't find... You let the monkeys get out. Oh, my God. And this, I mean...
It's part of the initiation process of working.
Dude, this went on for a year and a half. This is not you were fresh new to the restaurant business. I worked with her for a year and a half, and whatever you could think of, right? Once you got slammed, her nickname was Amanda, but whatever you could think of, like, just call Amanda in here and send her to go look for it, because this girl will look for 20 minutes at a time for these. So she looked for frozen monkeys, buckets of steam, left-handed vegetable peelers, and I mean, and she would stress to the point of tears. I'm like, damn it, Amanda.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Bob, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast 24-year-old Kaylee Wilkes of somewhere in California. I'm not sure where, and it doesn't matter. But Kaylee, she's a stay-at-home mom who openly admits that she was extremely proud of her beautiful succulent. She's talking about a houseplant that she bought 2 years ago. Now, listen. I don't know what it is, but anything I plant in the ground around my house outside, I can take care of. I won't say no problem, but I can prevent it from dying. I do not understand why this is, but if I get a houseplant, in spite of my best efforts, follow all the directions on that little tag they stick in there, it's going to die. In fact, parent plants use me as a story to tell baby plants to get them to act right. I am the Grim Reaper. I have tried everything. I can't get it to go. So maybe this woman's like me, and that's why after 2 years, she's like, this bad boy's still going strong. It looks beautiful. It's been on her windowsill in the kitchen the whole time. And she decided, or she dedicated herself to watering and maintaining the plant. Now, it gets a little weird because she actually started getting such an attachment to the plant that according to her, and this is a quote, if someone else tried to water my succulent, I would get defensive. I don't really understand that part so much, but that is how close she grew to this plant. And sure, that is a little crazy, but the woman loves her plant. Anyway, after 2 years of watering and caring for this thing, she decided to transplant it into what she calls the cutest vase ever. And okay, whatever. So she takes the time, pulls it out of the soil. She's going to put it in this new cute vase. And that's when she discovered that the plant that she had loved and cared for the last 2 years, yeah, it was plastic.
That's why I lived.
That is exactly why I lived. Now, people pointed out, if you love this plant so much, how did you not notice that it wasn't growing? How did you not notice that it's changing color? Or not changing color, I guess. And that's what leads me to believe that she is like me, which is if you have a houseplant, you just wait for the thing to die. But she was so proud. It's the one plant she has in her house. 2 years of watering this, thought it was beautiful. Yeah, it's a plastic plant. And that is why it's not dead.
I hope she still loves it as much.
Well, someone pointed that out because she was saying like she was devastated, and someone said, listen, yeah, you're an idiot. But beyond that, if you love the plant so much, the good news is it ain't going to die. Why don't you just put it in the vase that you love so much and keep it anyway? Because apparently no one else in her home knew it was plastic either.
There's a lot of people out there who love people with plastic faces, plastic a lot of things.
Sure. But
couldn't you tell it was drinking any water or not?
I think it just evaporated.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what kind of container is in. And if it's one of these things that they put in, like, kind of the fake soil, it'll eat up some of the water. And the other thing is, too, it's a succulent. So I don't know a whole lot about plants other than succulents. You don't need to water them a ton. But one of these plants, they just, when you feel them, you can tell they retain a lot of water. They feel kind of waxy and all that. That's why I like succulents outside. You can't, it's like a cactus. Mm-hmm. You can't F it up unless you really, really suck.
Oh, they're all over my neighborhood.
So she did that, right? That's what she did. She didn't know. And yeah, found out it's plastic.
Also a fun word.
What, succulent?
Yeah.
It is, but I prefer when you talk about pork. I feel like pig's the only animal described as succulent.
No, or humans.
Says, I had succulent. What person have you described as succulent?
I think I've said, man, she looks succulent.
Really?
That's what you use?
Why not?
I mean, I would hope we're cannibals and you say that would be less weird to me. Like, oh, no, he's not hitting on her. He's a cannibal. I'd be like,
oh, okay. Looks delicious.
Delicious. There you go. But we drink to her and her or fake plastic plant. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.